This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Baby, on the night you said you would, it's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy.
Who's here? Coast to coast, border to border. This is a good day program at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden. Hello to the folks in San Luis Obispo who are listening to the Good Day program. Knoxville, Tennessee. How do you do? Folks all over Wisconsin and where the heck is Camden? Oh, it's Camden. Yeah. Hi, Camden. Hello. Salem, Oregon. Apopka.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean? Uh-oh.
Let's hear it. Come on.
Well, man. Apopka.
A what?
Apopka.
Oh, excuse
you. Apopka. Yes, right. Exactly. Congratulations. And Louisville, Kentucky, how do you do? Say hi to Greg Carroll, who lives in West Sacramento, California.
So one of my peeps.
One of your peeps. Right, exactly.
Yeah, California.
Okay.
We share a state.
Yes, the Cincinnati Police Department investigating the family of that boy who was allegedly attacked by the gorilla. Nobody seems to really know what happened. There are a lot of different video angles. You can see the zoo workers doing something with a gorilla. The bars are not close enough together, so this boy gets into the gorilla's chambers. You know, the gorilla was shot and killed. So now Cincinnati police say that they're reviewing the actions of the parents. So is this appropriate?
Right. They have to see if this is negligence or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there any time when parents have, and I'm not sticking up for the police and or the family. I'm just trying to critically review this and figure out if we any of us can make mistakes at all. Honest mistakes, stupid mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
And not be, it's like getting a ticket. Okay, I was doing something that I went down a street and I didn't see the sign. And instead of giving me a ticket, you give me a warning. Because
you can still make stupid mistakes and be guilty of negligence. I mean, negligence is a stupid mistake.
Right, right. But so, do you hang these people out to dry?
Negligence,
I mean, no,
for what?
Well, I would want to know what they were doing. I mean, I truly, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to be judgy here, but I sort of blame the mom for all of this.
Yes.
Maybe you can
a lot
prove
of people
me wrong.
Do, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like, look, this gorilla was acting like a gorilla does. It's not like it was being mean and nasty. Gorilla was treating this kid like they would treat a gorilla baby. The only problem is it was a human baby not equipped to take the dragging through the water that a gorilla baby can take.
When you have kids, this will happen to you 1,000 times when you
I'm
have
sure.
kids. You will turn around and go, oh my God, where did they go?
Rich,
a
but
thousand
never
times.
Ended in the gorilla enclosure. I mean, do you think that's possible?
It is. I cannot tell you how many times my daughter, especially because she's so tiny, when she was little, 3 and 4
she
years
could
old.
She get through that thing in a second.
When we're
get
at the mall. We're at the mall. I mean, in a split second, I turn around and she's gone. She's only 3 feet away. She's just on the other side of the clothes rack. But I can't find her, and I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
And it happens in a split second, man. So to say the parents were at fault, yes, maybe. But to charge them for negligence? Come on, man.
It was just the mom with four kids.
I'm sure that they've been in this 1,000. It happens every single day to a parent.
Well, a mom with four kids, that's probably really hard to manage. She had a stroller, a baby. This was a toddler who's mobile. You know, I mean, this is bringing up a lot of online suggestions that toddlers should all be leashed in public.
I'm very connected to the mommy blogger world on Facebook and Twitter, and they're all up in, you know, negligence. You're going to arrest a mom because for a split second her kid got away.
Yeah.
And as terrible as this was, that he happened to get into a gorilla enclosure.
All right. So what are we doing with this mother? A mother who had Zika has given birth to a baby that has that microcephaly. This is in New Jersey yesterday, visiting the U.S., gives birth to a baby who now is a U.S. citizen because the baby was born here, got the Zika someplace else. This is at the Women's Hospital in Hackensack. First baby born in our country with Zika and the following microcephaly, the small head, the child will not live a normal life by any stretch of the imagination.
And who knows how long she'll live.
Right.
Now, and is
that's
this harmless?
Sad.
But now we have to pay for it, right?
Yep.
Because
she's born in America. Yeah. Woman's
we
from
also
Honduras.
Don't know anything about the woman except that she's 31 and she's from Honduras. I mean, she could be visiting family. We don't know.
Maybe just happened to be visiting. You know, when you're 8.5 months pregnant,
just
it was a
to be
C-section.
Visiting.
I don't know how far along she was.
Yeah,
I don't know how far along she was.
Go see what the United States is like. It's a good time for me to take a trip.
Well, as a woman in my early 30s, I'm more concerned about the microcephaly and the Zika rather than paying for who's going to pay for the baby.
I am too.
You know,
buddy.
I mean, this is terrifying.
That's you. That's you.
No, that's a lot of women. That's a lot of women in my situation. We don't know how long we're supposed to wait to even try to have a kid. And this is really, really terrifying. This is like the number one most important thing health-wise to any woman my age. This is an intense situation.
Okay.
And
so
no one has an answer.
Help an old guy understand under the circumstances and I'm going to put age into this because age is a factor.
Well, for a woman, yeah, absolutely it's a factor.
No, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about the difference in your world and the difference in my world. And understanding, because we have a lot of people of both ages that listen, and one of the things that intrigues them about listening to us is that, again, we're into different experiences, different opinions, different circumstances. So in this circumstance, I'm going to try to analyze this for a moment as objectively as I possibly can. Not taking a shot like I did before, suggesting that she came here to have the baby because it's America and you can get anything for anybody in America. So she comes here. She doesn't know, as I understand it, that she had the Zika virus. Am I on safe ground so far? She comes to the country, she's pregnant, but she does not know she has Zika, or does she know that she has Zika? Has that been established?
I do not know the answer to that. I'm going to look it up, but I think that they're trying to protect her privacy at this point because this is such a big story. So they're not releasing medical records or information. All they're saying is she's 31, she's in stable condition, and the baby
is she eligible for benefits for this child who was born in America? Is this child going to be an American citizen by virtue of its birth here?
I think the larger issue is how long is this baby going to live, honestly.
No,
I don't think anyone's thinking about citizenship.
Well,
these babies don't live long.
I don't agree. I think that may be the practical, sweet, and nice way to look at it is how long is the baby going to live.
You know,
it's a horrible thing.
The other thing that we might be overlooking here is maybe the United States brought her here so that they could deliver the baby here, so that they could try to save the baby and watch the baby and watch the mother to see how that they could deal with this going forward.
All right, so
possible.
Then the other thing that you said that I'm interested in is that this is more important than the flower recall, the other health issues that confront us today. This, the way you said it, scares, or people are scared to death of getting this and getting pregnant, or
if you're, if you're a woman in your late 20s or early 30s and you're trying to plan maybe the rest of your, you know, the next few years of your life, and we don't have an answer. If you get bitten, if you get bitten this summer, how long are you supposed to wait before it's safe to try to conceive?
Right.
No one has a definitive answer.
These are all really important things. I mean, I think as women, and Doug, I know it's easy to gloss over, you know, because you haven't been a huge believer in Zika. But it is for women, for Victoria and I, who do want to have kids, it's a big deal. To get back to answer your questions, though, about this particular case, the woman knew she had Zika. She contracted it in Honduras. She came here to visit relatives. Obviously, she was probably trying to come here for her best chance at health care for her and her baby. I mean, that's what it smells like to me. I mean, what, doesn't that seem right? If she knew she had it, she comes here and then she has the baby here. I mean, it seems like that's what she was searching out. Maternity tourism is a huge thing in all over the place. People come here from all over to have babies.
It says here, doctors in Honduras, where she's from, suspected intracranial complications with the child in utero, but it was not confirmed until she went to the high-risk unit at Hackensack. So, yes, maybe she did this on purpose, but still, there's nothing they can do about microcephaly.
I'm going in a different direction. Give me 60 seconds, okay? I'm listening to the conversation, and here's where my mind goes. The United States of America, or the World Health Organization, is concerned about the growing numbers of population all over the world. We have too many people. They can't be taken care of. Not enough jobs, not enough food, there's not enough of anything. And we see how systems are collapsing in our country, which supposedly has the best systems. Is this, with proof, with the evidence that comes from this lady and others who have Zika, and then you see pictures of the baby, and you know the baby isn't going to live, has this microcephaly, also has intestinal problems, visual issues. The baby is a mess. Is this an attempt by our government and the world government that is the WHO is part of the international scene at population control? If you scare enough people with something like this, it does exactly what Victoria just said. It keeps people from having babies. Keeps people from getting pregnant.
Well, it keeps certain people. And I'm not going to make this a bigger racial problem, but this make, like Jen said, it educated certain people. This is going to prevent them. Yeah.
Right, but the wrong people.
Right.
Hey, you don't need to keep educated people from having too many babies. It's the uneducated people that are, you know, you look at Africa where women are being raped and having kids after kids because the men, you're not going to change
that. That's all there is to do.
Yeah.
You're not going to change that.
A lot of times the babies do live, at least for a little while. In fact, a lot of the symptoms don't present until the kids get a little older and they have, you know, hearing and vision and physical problems.
But I see where you're going, Doug.
Food for thought. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. Outdoor number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint. We'll be right back.
we got trouble here. 1,000 migrants and refugees have died crossing the Mediterranean trying to get away from the Middle East just in the past week alone. Imagine that.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton in the focus here, 24 after the hour on the Good Day program, known for her super blonde fake hair.
She's my idol. Boobs, big hair, and lots of makeup.
At 70 years old, too, Jen.
Rocking it. I love her. She's the best. I love her.
She loves that huge hair.
Yeah, no bones about it. She talks about all of her wigs. I mean, you know, hey.
There's a new TV interview, and it's how she confesses, quote, "I used to try to keep my own hair teased as big as I like it. And having the bleach and all of that, just my hair broke off. I thought, why am I going through all of this? Why don't I just wear wigs? That way I never have a bad hair day. I have a big hair day every day, but not a bad hair day." So, okay, let's talk about this and to the backdrop of her, because she's probably the most pronounced person that does this and admits to it. How often are women who are doing acting or just in general wearing wigs? Men wear toupees. Some of them are very good. Some are very bad.
Yeah. The weave is actually probably the modern day wig, I would say. And the weave is, if you don't know, it's when they weave in fake hair into your real hair so that it adds length and it's longer. And tons of actresses have the weave. I don't know how many wear wigs, but tons of them do the weave. Lady Gaga is the only one I know who wears a lot of wigs.
So if you wash your hair every day, do you have to take the weave out?
Oh, no. It's in there.
Really?
It's so braided. So what
happens to your hair? But
it's
your hair grows.
It's braided into your hair, so it actually—I mean—you actually have to have someone take it out.
Doug, you should get that.
Something you can do it. Yeah,
you would look cool.
You would, Doug, you
hair.
Be. Yeah. Doug has good hair. He doesn't need a weave. He's got a weave, yo.
He can do longer hair. You're cool. Maybe get a mullet.
There are those who think I look good with longer hair and those who think I look good with shorter hair.
And that brings us to our next good day poll. Hey, so seeing Dolly Parton live in concert has always been on my bucket list, and yep. She's coming to the Hollywood Bowl in October, and
is she?
So I bought myself some tickets. Yeah, really? I'm so excited.
You got one for me? Fun. Maybe a couple. I might bring some.
There are probably still some if you'd like to come in October. Right. Definitely.
All right. Dolly Parton, TV show went on to show three of her wigs all teased up. Some of the wigs she has go back to 1973.
Wow.
I'm wondering about that.
Man, what a rat's nest that must look
like. I was going to say, how do you keep them clean?
This doesn't have any.
But you run out of music, Richie? With all the hits Dolly Parton had, you can't come up with another Dolly Parton song? What's the problem?
Yeah. She just celebrated 50 years of marriage to her husband.
With her husband. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm so tiny because I am. My husband says, I look like a Q-tip. She says, I don't think a big one. White wand on my head. My God. She's got a great sense of humor. She's got a great sense of self.
You know, you need
a sense of timing.
Get yourself a copy of the movie that she did last year, The Coat of Many Colors.
You know, I've got to watch that.
I watched it with my daughter.
It's her life story, right?
It's her life story when she was 9 years old for the year that she was nine.
Really?
And when her mother had a baby and they lost the baby and they try to figure out the reason why she lost the baby and how it affected the family. So it only covers that 1 year, but just a wonderful movie. Really nice.
Really. She's very special. Certainly a part of the best of Americana. Dolly Parton and the story of her hair, amongst other things. Aren't you happy you're listening? You found out more about her hair than you needed to know, probably. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How many times have we heard spay and neuter? And here's why it's so important. 8 to 10 million dogs and cats end up in U.S. shelters every single year. Some are lost, some have been abandoned, some are homeless. Now, here's an easy way to avoid adding to that number. Spay and neuter your cats and dogs. It's a procedure that can be formed at an early age, and spaying and neutering doesn't just cut down on the number of wanted pets, even though that would be strong enough. It has other substantial benefits for your dogs and cats. Studies now show that it also lowers the risk of many types of cancers, and that's really important. Obviously, male dogs that are neutered are not going to get testicular cancer, and now the studies indicate that female dogs that are spayed are much less apt to get breast cancer. So whether you spay or neuter your dog for moral reasons or physiological reasons, do it. It can make all the difference in the world for those wonderful pets, and we don't need 10 million dogs and cats in shelters. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died bout of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-509-9777 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-509-9777. That's 800-509-9777. 800-509-9777.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The Good Day program, otherwise known as Estrogen Central. It's 34 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn are here. I heard nothing of that. Did I? Was that offensive?
A little bit.
Oh!
Are you starting your pills or what?
Yeah.
What do we need estrogen central?
Yeah, because you have more estrogen than anybody here.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Come on.
Richie's at the Frozenart Studio in Washington. The number of homeless people over the age of 50, rising by 20% since Barack Obama has been president. Is that a political statement? Well, you can take it any way you want to. There are 300,000, I don't know how you get, how are you registered as a homeless person, but somehow
they actually count them. And I learned this because my friend Courtney, who I work with, you guys know Courtney,
yeah.
Her boyfriend's mom, her soon-to-be mother-in-law, at one point, actually volunteers, and they go around the area. There's a group, and they canvass, and they count and register homeless people, and then they all exchange their information. But they actually do a count. There's a system, and she's helped with it. There's a way that they do that. So
okay, so what does this many people at this age say about our society? Skid Row for a 70-year-old.
Yeah.
How's that?
Do you know this has become one of my hot button issues? I think mostly because where I live and Los Angeles in general has become this is a gigantic problem. And as much as I love to blame Obama for everything, I'm not going to do it necessarily in this case, because I do think some of the issues are, maybe it's monetary, maybe people lose jobs, but the people that I see walking the streets are either veterans who have post-traumatic stress. There's a lot of stuff going on, and they haven't received the proper treatment. Mm-hmm. Or they're severe drug abusers who are making the choice to live on the streets. I mean, we have homeless shelters all over the place that sit empty night after night after night.
Yeah, people don't want to go in them.
Because people don't want the rules, and they don't want to go in there. There's been this cultural shift where this free lifestyle of walking the streets and doing drugs when you want to do it has become more desirable than putting a roof over your head, which is possible.
Homeless get the money to get the drugs.
This is, there's lots of different ways.
You give it to them
ways.
When they ask for it on the street corner.
I mean, New York City, I don't know if you guys have been in the city recently, but New York City right now is literally crawling with homeless people. It's the worst. I've lived here since right out of college, and this is the worst I've ever seen it. And so in New York City, we tend to blame whoever the current mayor is. We don't go on a federal level, but so a lot of people are blaming Mayor de Blasio now. When Giuliani was in, there were no homeless people. He somehow, it was even a Family Guy joke. Somehow he miraculously got rid of all the homeless people in New York City, but they're all back. And it's, if you go to Union Square, it's so horrific to just look around and see how sad it is. There are so many homeless people, and they are not veterans. They're younger in the city. Maybe they're older in L.A., but there are just mentally ill, lots of drug users, and the shelters have so much crime that people want to avoid the shelters.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure all of this out, and it so bothers me that in this group are veterans. The others, I'm not discounting the value of the lives of the other
Probably
people.
Probably not as much anymore. I mean, I think Victoria's right. There are a big young group, and there are a lot of drug users.
Well, I'm just talking about the 50-year-olds and older.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the younger people. Those who are over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just is...
Especially the group, and they're aging out now, that came back from Vietnam, who were shunned by society when they came back. Came back with seeing a lot of atrocities. I mean, it's sad. Forgotten.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things, and I don't want to bring this up necessarily as a focus, but what we don't talk about and what we have never talked about are the kinds of atrocities. We get all worked up, as well we ought to, with Daesh. And with
somebody doing some yard work. Excuse me, let me put down my weed blower while you talk. What is that? Is there an axe murderer or serial killer coming for you, Doug?
No, actually,
a chainsaw.
My focal point. I have my studio in an older part of this new house where I'm living, and it's out on the end by the barn. And yesterday, the two guys took down a tree that was by the barn.
It sounds like a chainsaw.
That's exactly what it is. They're finishing the tree. So don't pay attention to that noise. Pay attention to what I'm saying. The veterans' problems, and to go into the Vietnam War, we see these atrocities created by Daesh, and the news media has given so much attention to that sort of thing. Believe me when I tell you, the sorts of things that the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, did to our soldiers, it reminds me of the march to Bataan and the atrocities the Japanese did to the Americans, the sort of unspeakable things that they did. And then it brings me around to thinking, I said this actually earlier, Victoria and I were talking not about this, but basically the human condition. Do you realize that in the past 100 years, since World War I, that the human race has annihilated 100 million of its kind through this sort of thing? we have, and we present ourselves as being better than the animal kingdom. Well, I guarantee you that the animal kingdom hasn't annihilated as many people in it as we have annihilated our own. And so when you get to this sort of thing, and then you see it, here's an organized attempt to keep the people who have been exposed to these atrocities, that have been involved and perhaps had horrible things done to them, from getting the service that they deserve. And you see these military industrialists getting every nickel, every dime, every penny, every quarter that they bill the government for. I bring myself back to a point or a place where I just don't understand what it is that people don't see about how obvious these atrocities are. We, as Americans, commit these atrocities against the people who are out there trying to keep us from being victimized on our own soil. And yet we don't honor them, we don't respect them, we don't have any regard for them. We are so full of crap as a people when I don't have words for it. Richie, I hope you bleep that out. Because I don't like putting the two words together, but it is.
It's an outrage.
And there is no excuse for it. None.
And it shouldn't become political. You know,
no!
Not at all. Not at all.
No.
Where people on both sides of the aisle should be just up in arms.
Why isn't there somebody making a big deal of this, Jennifer?
Well,
why isn't there some congressman saying, we're paying all of these military industrialists to sell to Vietnam and everybody else that we can find to buy our stuff, and we're paying them all to make things that the military doesn't want. But we can't take care of these people?
Instead of fixing the VA, it's turned into a political issue where, you know, Donald Trump says it's got to be fixed and we've got to do something about it. And then Hillary Clinton says, oh, it's okay. I mean, they've turned...
No, it isn't okay.
It's
not okay.
Come on.
I don't think she thinks it's okay.
Then you have the guy last week who's in charge of the VA who said that the line time is just like sitting in line at Disneyland. No, people are dying. This is not Disneyland. I mean, it's just... But to turn it into a political issue is not the right thing to do. Let's just talk about it and fix it.
Well, right. They can't fix it. It's too big and they're unable to manage it.
Yeah, let it go. Let them go to wherever they want to go. Then that starts to solve problems.
Just get everybody a card and get them health care wherever they can get it.
Okay. All right. I've got my boiled blood. And I didn't get to the other thing that was boiling my blood today, this food flour recall. But we have
to
do.
You're all boiled.
I am.
And somebody's cutting down
the sound of the chainsaw that's revving them up.
I'm working on the chain gang. It's 43 past the hour. Television report next year on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it.
Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops. All those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, now we have 47 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Sci-Fi Channel is bringing Superman back to the small screen from
Thank God that hasn't been done in at least a couple of days.
This is a prequel. The show is called Krypton. The series is set two generations before the destruction of Krypton. So it's going to follow Superman's grandfather, who, as he fights to redeem his family's honor, the House of... what's the name of the family? I'm trying to remember from when El... What was the Marlon Brando character... was Jor-El, right?
Yes.
That was his name?
Right? Yeah, I think
right.
So. Jor-El, yeah. And because Superman's Kal-El.
Right.
Gosh, I have no idea. I feel so bad.
And Kim Jong-il is Superman in North Korea.
He's my favorite.
Right? Yeah. All right, so anyway, the last... When was the last Superman? A couple of years ago? But then, the Superman versus Batman.
Yeah, Superman
right, that was tough.
Just stupid. Oh, man. All right.
That movie was a mess.
Hey, it had Ben Affleck in a Batman suit. Leave it alone.
He was good. He was fine.
Henry Cavill. Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah,
Superman
was so bad either.
It was the script that was a mess.
Yeah.
All right, so Jen, what do we have tonight on television?
Okay, so normally I would tell you to watch TV, but tonight I'm going to tell you to Netflix and chill, because here are the highlights. Keep in mind, these are the highlights from TV tonight.
Okay.
On NBC, you've got American Ninja Warrior. That's at 8 p.m.
That's a great show.
You like it?
My kids love it, yes.
Well, it's back. The season premiere. It's new obstacles. You can do floating steps, a TikTok escalator, and a ring jump.
All over that show.
All right. Well, tonight at 8 on NBC for you. Now, if you're more of the cerebral type, there is a show called Genius by Stephen Hawking. PBS at 9 o'clock Eastern. I'm sorry, I have no respect for Stephen Hawking. I mean, I kind of do.
He's
but
an opportunist.
Sort of,
no, he's an opportunist.
In his personal life, he's just duty
he's
head.
He's an opportunist.
Why? Anyway,
you don't
agree
with that.
Victoria
doesn't agree.
Just move on. I can't. I'm
Please,
not even going to attempt.
He dumped his wife for some hussy. Come on, didn't you see the
movie? Well, so did Donald Trump, so let's move on.
Yeah, but
wait a minute.
Donald Trump doesn't say more than a second.
Race. Did we just use Stephen Hawking's name and Donald Trump's in the same sentence? That's never been done before anyway.
He came out yesterday and said that Trump is basically a loser.
Anyway, The Night Shift on NBC, 10 p.m. Eastern. Season premiere of that as well.
Very good.
There you go. Watch Netflix. I'm telling you. I bet
definitely.
10 before the hour on Good Day.
Ding. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Open up the cages, let all the dogs out. Time for Warren Eckstein to protect the lives and the well-being of your pet. Great instincts. Warren has superb instincts when it comes to your pet. So if you have a problem, this is the man to listen to. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, heard on a lot of great radio stations that carry this program every weekend. And he's here every day with his tips. And then he has an overview for conversational purposes of some important news from the world of pets and animals. We get to what the bottom line is, what he thinks of the Cincinnati situation in a moment here on Good Day.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919. Checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 1919.
All right, Warren Eckstein with us at 56 past the hour on Good Day. There's a farm that I read about in South Korea where the owners are raising dogs and bringing them to this country. Some of them, listen to this. I'm so astounded when I read this. In Korea, they eat dogs. So the dogs that they don't feel are good enough to eat, they're shipping to America. They have a slaughterhouse for dogs. Mm. The international human. Go ahead.
I'm going to be actually interviewing an Asian man coming up in a few weeks on my podcast that is one of the few and one of the best known in terms of going to China, Korea, and other places like that and trying to end the dog meat markets. So it's going to be an interesting conversation because it's been going on for years, and I think just in the last year or so, people in this country are starting to be aware of the meat trade of dogs that take place in Asia.
You want to really get sick, or shall I stop where I am? I'm just looking at this. They raise dogs. They cook them in cabbage. Pay $250 for an 80-pound dog. And they just like bringing cows around.
That Yulin Dog Festival, the festival they call it, where they skin them alive for fun in China, it has drawn a lot of international ire. And Warren's absolutely right. This was something we didn't even know about a few years ago.
Warren, why is it that dog became man's best friend? Why aren't lizards or cows or goats man's best friend? How is it dog became
dogs are smarter. They're cuter and they're smarter.
Dogs are smarter.
The bottom line is that years ago, if you take the fact that dogs are pack animals originating from wolves and hyenas, the bottom line is it's much easier for a pack animal to adjust to living with another species. So what happened was is early on when caveman would hunt, the dog would help, would share some of the meat, and gradually they got closer and closer, and man decided, well, dogs can do this, let me breed this and this and this. So the bottom line is that pack mentality that I think really made the relationship between dogs and people as strong as it is.
So is that why we eat chickens and cows? And not dogs.
Yeah, chickens don't have packs. There's no leader of the pack when it comes to chickens. Although I don't eat chickens and dogs or any
the leader of the cluck.
There you go.
There's a mayoral candidate in Rome suggesting that they use a half a million cats. They import a half a million cats because the rat problem is so bad in Rome. Mm-hmm. Bring in a half a million cats.
Great idea. Get them out of the shelters, let them loose on the streets, spay and neuter them, vaccinate them, and let them take care of the rat problem themselves.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wish I could have made this a little more uplifting.
I started to smile, but
I know you did. Warren Eckstein to the Pet Show on Good Day.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.